My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Full service.
Good evening, Bushwick, Internet, and everybody in between. This is Jack Inslee. You're locked into Full Service Radio, now available on your iPhone Bent 6 Plus. We're here live every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org, which you know by now if you listen every week. If you're new, welcome. Subscribe on iTunes. It makes your life very, very easy. So this week, we've got Gang Grizzly of Purple Tape Pedigree, damn, it's a little tongue twister, in the building. He's setting up right now. You know, if you listen, I don't like wasting any time at the top of the show, but I will thank TechServe for the equipment in the studio. I'll thank Roberta's for the hospitality. I'll remind you all that fullserviceparty.com is where you can find things related to this show and the party. And with all that being said, I want to jump right into music. We're going to talk to Gang in a bit, in about 45 minutes, so keep it locked. This is Full Service Radio, and you're about to listen to Gang Grizzly. Keep it locked.
Full service. Service. Full service. Thank you.
always on it, baby. I'm always on it, baby. I'm always on it. I'm always on it, babe.
Thank you. Man, Glock got 22 shots, but I don't want him to use it. Bitch, shut your fucking mouth, cause I might fuck around and lose it. Bitch, I can't fucking lose it, cause I got a family fee. Bitch, I'ma charge you too. Bitch, that's a family fee. When I'm in your bitch from the back, she gon' feel the pee. Please don't leave your strap laying around. We gon' steal pee. All I wanna do is fall asleep from trying to smoke this pee. All they wanna do is piss me off, ain't why they fuck with me. No, they still can't fuck with me. Still, they try to fuck with me. Please, sir, walk away. Everything will be lovely. Please, sir, make a nigga day trying to fuck with me. Please, sir, all I'm trying to do, they try to fuck with me. Keep the peace. Man, we're trying to keep the peace. Cause we can clear the streets. So we're trying to keep the peace. Man, you wanna eat? Well, you gotta keep the peace, okay? Keep the peace. Cause we can clear the fucking streets.
Full service.
Trying to clean the streets, I got a 100 shooter, but they trying to keep the peace. Hey, keep the peace. Everybody want a piece, and they trying to leech, but I'm only trying to preach. My mama tried to make me stay in school, I was out the league. I was trying to get $1 million, I was on the street. I don't give a damn about no bitch, about no booty me. If she wanna fuck with Savvy, tell her come and fuck with me. Keep the peace, don't you bring that shit around. Clear the streets, so we're trying to keep the peace. Man, you wanna eat? Well, you gotta keep the peace, okay? Keep the peace, so we can clear the fucking streets. Okay.
Service.
ver os homens pegar. Pois aqui nós dá risada e bota pra acelerar. Nós tá passando e quero ver os homens pegar. Pois aqui nós dá risada e bota pra acelerar. Pega a fita, pega a fita, pega a fita, vai, vai. Pega a fita, pega a fita, pega a fita, vai, vai. Quero, quero ver os homens pegar. 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 Pois aqui nós dá risada e bota pra acelerar. Nós tá passando e quero ver os homens pegar. Pois aqui nós dá risada e bota pra acelerar. Nós tá passando e quero ver os homens pegar. Pois aqui nós dá risada.
Well, goddamn, Full Service Radio, you just heard a whole lot of good music in a very short amount of time from Gang Grizzly, Purple Tape Pedigree, and I'm applauding, man.
Thank you, man.
I gotta be honest, we got great guests on this show every week. No disrespect to anybody, no shade, but the turntables haven't been freaked like that in a minute.
Oh, man, thank you, brother.
People showing up on internal mode with their controllers, which is cool, and they got tunes, and it's great. But, yeah, the wheels you heard were real.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. The beat matches were there. We had, like, that was a proper set.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me, man.
Oh, for sure. It's, and the beauty here is, like, this man hosts a radio show fresh out the box on B-Box Radio at this exact time every week.
Pretty much.
So it's like kind of a small miracle that we're making this happen right now.
We may, you know, pull some strings, you know, little things happen, you know. But yeah, man, thank you. You told me, you invited me out, and I was like, yeah, I got to make this magic work. So
you're also the first guest on the show that's also DJed in a shipping container on a regular basis.
Correct.
That's,
yeah.
You know,
the OG B-Box days.
We might be the only ones with that on the resume, you know, the whole shipping
container. Oh, yeah. True. I didn't actually really get a chance to look around and see where we're at. But yeah, yes. And also, like, very divine food being served right through this glass window.
Right.
I can't, you know. Actually, it's quite decadent lifestyle issues over here. I must return.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I want to get into a whole lot.
Yeah.
Again, it's Gang Grizzly, and the show Fresh Out the Box on B-Box Radio is Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Also run Purple Tape Pedigree, which is like what, the umbrella of the crew, kind of behind all the various projects you're doing.
Yeah, that's the label that started. I guess originally it started out as a blog, and that's how the name came about. And then it just kind of stuck, pardon the congestion and the feverish thoughts. But, yeah, you know, just, been doing it since like 08, and then had our first release as a label, in 2012, which was Gorgeous Children, their debut, or self-titled debut rather. And, now they're. Actually, they're going to be out here in a second. Matter of fact, I just bought their plane ticket today. So
you're buying a lot of plane tickets.
Yeah.
You got the frequent flyer account. Do you get any, like?
I'm a fool if I you know what? Yeah,
you got to get on that because you might get some free flights out of that. This man is flying out a lot of big talent to New York, and he's also very generous with the talent that he flies out. SPF 666 was on the show and at the party because of this man.
What up, Zach?
Yeah, what up, Zach? So it's like. Yeah, you're bringing a lot of people out here.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know. Like, I'm tired. I don't know. Yeah, I can go into a spiel if you want, but like basically the whole shit is like, you know, I'm a native New Yorker, been doing this, like been going out for a while since the teens. And, you know, I'm over 30 now, you know what I'm saying? So I've been out, spent some, you know, broke a couple nights and seen some sunrises. Yeah. But basically, man, like, yeah, I just feel like there's a lot more music out there to be experienced. And I feel, you know, that there's a lot of artists who just don't get shine out here. For whatever one reason or another, I don't know. There are some politics. Like, don't let people lie to you and be like, "Yo, this scene is mad beautiful. We all love each other." Da da da. Like, nah, really. It ain't even like that at all. Be like, most of these promoters could suck a dick, and you know, it is what it is, man. You know, a lot of these cats. There are certain cats who do for real, do it for the music, and you know, I got a big up like folks like Reconstruct, folks like yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, so I think, like, there's a similar interest pool, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I mean, I want to see people like the Box Crew, you know what I mean, and Rabbit and fucking, you know, people from Jersey that aren't just the, you know, the two or three people who are great as well, you know what I'm saying? Unique is ill and, you know, Tiger is ill and all that, you know what I'm saying?
But there's a lot out there.
There's a lot of folks out there, man, you know what I mean? And, you know.
So, I mean, you very well could, like, DJ your own parties and get, like, a small crew of people and do the same thing every month. But you're putting yourself out there and you're booking flights, you're bringing people. What's the motivation behind that?
Just wanting to create new experiences, man.
Because, like, you're trying to hear new shit at your parties, basically.
Yeah,
it comes down to that.
I don't want people to get, you know, I really don't want people to get sick of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like... You know, it's cool. You'll see me in the crowd and, like, you know, I'll give the hugs, the high fives and all that. And that's love. And, you know, I love seeing a lot of the same faces plus new faces pour in. That's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Because it really is just a, you know, it's all about the vibe. You know what I mean?
Mm. Do you produce also?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a slow cooking process, so to speak. I don't like to rush it. So that's why, like, you know, the label shit works well because, you know, we got some very talented folks, and I'm actually hopefully starting a 12-inch series very soon. It was supposed to be a 10-inch or 45 series, but yeah, there were some issues with spin backs and 45s in the club. So.
Well, I mean, in your bio, I kind of fucks with your bio because I too grew up on Hot 97. Full disclosure, Long Island, so I can't rep New York. But like, we got Hot 97,
nah,
so
good.
I was
you're
also
good.
Making, you know, record pause mixtapes on the cassette.
No doubt, yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, growing up on Hot 97, growing up in the city, mm-hmm. when did you get introduced to some things like, I mean, from what I'm hearing and what you're into, crime, dubstep, garage, you know, whatever, right. whatever else. When did that happen for you?
I got introduced to grime specifically, like, off of the shit. It was like mid 2000s. Like, a couple of my people. Shout out to my man Young Satchel, PTP. Shout out to my man Note, PTP. These are the cats. Those cats were really into it since the beginning, pretty much, for like New Yorkers too. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, actually my ex, she put me on a Dizzy Rascal. Like, that was the first shit I heard. And then they showed me like these videos called Practice Hours, with like Big H and these cats going off. And I was really into the Philly rap scene at that point, 'cause that was like kind of the only interesting shit that was going on, after like 9/11 or whatever.
Yep,
so
yep.
I don't know why it's related, but nah, you know, I just saw, you know, it made sense all of a sudden. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then, yeah, I mean, I was up on electronic music when I was coming up, like freestyle, like Latin freestyle, like Lisa and fucking, you know, whatever, like all that, like
TKO.
Yeah, TKO, and then the West End. I mean, the West End records and whatnot, like the boogie, yeah, old boogie, man. And electro funk stuff. Like, I love that shit, like that 80, 85, 86 sound and whatnot.
Yeah, so your ear has basically been everywhere forever, is
yeah.
what you're telling me.
I mean, sort of, kind of, maybe not, but I mean, I love Black Sabbath too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and that's where the name comes from, right?
What?
Purple Tape? Pedigree?
Whoa.
See, because I put Purple Tape Pedigree into Google and Black Sabbath came up as an auto.
Oh, that's
like,
crazy.
Result.
Nah, that's some shit. Yo, shout out to my man Josh, though. Josh is a nasty fucking dude too. He's a nasty DJ. B, like, I used to do the Two Headed Beast B2B with him. Anyway, that's PTP right there. He's, you know, come see him at Roberta's, whip you up a pie. What? So what? No. You know, the Black Sabbath joint is actually, I did a mix for, with my man Steady, my man Alex from Steady Blogging. Like, he helped co-present it because we kind of brainstormed it together a few years ago. I always wanted to do something that like was like a tribute, you know, tributary kind of look toward Black Sabbath. And then he was just like, one day we're coming back from a field trip or what, a field trip, a little like vacation. And he was just like, yo, you ever done like screwed and chopped shit? I'm like, nah, I'd fuck with it. This is a couple years ago. So it was like, yeah, it wasn't as rinsed as it was or whatever. Yeah. So it was like, all right, cool. And he's like, well, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, hold up. If we slow down some shit that's already slow and heavy, what happens? And we were like, Sabbath. We both like, you know what I mean? So that's where that comes from. But that's where that Google shit comes from.
That's
but
funny, yeah.
The name itself is actually a reference to like the Purple Tape, like Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's still one of my favorite albums of all time. Definitely, easily, I could still listen to that shit back to front. I know all the words to that shit. I could rap it for you right now, with all the skits and the intros and the snippets and whatnot.
Man, on that end, I saw GZA do the Liquid Swords thing at Bonnaroo, but it was like, and I seen it on the bill. It was like, GZA's gonna do Liquid Swords. I'm like, wow, that's fresh. He had like a rock band.
Oh,
it was a little bit sus.
Don't do that. Like no. I saw Mobb Deep when P came home. Like
they didn't have a band. Don't
and,
tell
no,
me.
No, they had a band. No, yeah, boy. And you know what's crazy? They performed with Ghost, Ray, and Kappa, and it was after like the Roots too. Like, or it was like the Roots, like Black Thought's crew. I forget what he was rocking with at that point. It was once again a few years ago at the Best Buy Theater. And, yeah, I mean, the headliners, Mobb Deep, had a crazy set. They made the set look like, you know, Queensbridge Projects, da-da-da. But that band just made shit sound silly. Like, really, really not cool.
It's a fine line, right? It's like a really fine line. Yeah, unless you're going to nail it. Yeah. And I just seen Outkast recently, and they kind of nailed it with the band.
They could do that.
Because you close your eyes, and you're like, oh, it just sounded like the instrumental.
Yeah, right. No, they could do that. I mean, they kind of always had a little bit more of an organic sound to the, you know.
You can't recreate RZA beats with a live band.
No, don't do that.
You just can't.
That shit sounds watered.
Very watered. So we don't have too much time left in the interview. Yeah. I got a lot to drill through, but
all right, let's go.
As somebody that really is up on, I mean, as evidenced by this set, some of the best music out right now, tell me a website you check every day that's not Gmail or social media.
Ooh, shit. Let me give a shout out to my, this is gonna completely go against that. Classical Tracks fam, what up? Yo, shout out to my OTS mob. And
no doubt.
So that's a big
OTS,
pool.
No
yeah,
doubt.
OTS, you already know. My man Matt. But yeah, shit. Fact. I fuck with Fact hard still. Like Insert's great. Who else? Mix Mag is dope. Like they have, you know what it is? Like mixes. You know what I mean? A lot of these sites or you know, and various other sites will have mixes that are done by great producers or DJs.
Like Fresh Out the Box or Full Service Radio.
That happens, yes. And sometimes they'll have track lists and whatnot. You'll see artists you know what I mean? And you do your SoundCloud research. It's not very hard.
It's not. My second question is, how do you organize your music?
Oh, badly. Poorly.
Yeah, no one answers that question. Poorly. That's how everyone answers that question.
My shit is like tripled up on like three different, you know, hard drives, USBs, like literally doubled. I just was copying files from a folder on the same USB to another folder named Full Service.
Will we ever see the day where file organization makes sense?
Yo, first of all, let me say this though. Motherfuckers who are like releasing dubs or whatever, or just not even, just if your finished product isn't tagged correctly, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, you won't find it. It's going to be hard to find.
Like,
and, yeah,
please. I don't know. There's one or two songs I played that from whom I don't know.
Right.
Where they came.
Untagged mystery files.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we only have a few left, and this is a food talk radio station first and foremost.
Ooh.
A beautiful one at that. HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Listeners, donate something. Show us you're alive. It's a nonprofit. So I got a few food questions I'm going to drill through right now.
Yeah.
First of all, talk me through some of the food you were eating growing up.
Oh, shit. Damn. I don't know, man. A lot of eggs and cereal in the morning type shit. Like, it wasn't really that, like, interesting. I grew up in New York, and, you know, we had bagels on lock, pizza on lock, You know what I'm saying? People say Connecticut got the illest pizzas. People say Jersey got the illest pizza.
I've never heard that in my life.
Shout out to my man Note. He knows some spots, and you know. But yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit.
There's
that
no,
like shit,
special I, meal from your childhood.
Ah, shit. I don't know, dog.
Did your parents cook a lot?
Yeah, kind of. Mm. They cooked. My mother's Chinese, so like. People were like, yo, your mom makes Chinese food? I'm like, she kind of got, not lazy, but she just wasn't on it like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
luckily, you're in New York, so there's enough good food.
Yeah. I mean, I spent a lot. You know what? I spent a lot of time in Queens and, like Chinatown, too. So that's where I kind of got my meals on.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
If you were going to die tomorrow and I told you could eat at any restaurant, I hope you don't die tomorrow. But if you could eat at any restaurant in New York, where are you making that reservation?
Oh, shit. I got two current favorites, and they're both actually in the same realm of food, and it's fucking Chinese food. It's Grand Sichuan Eastern, which is on 9th. I believe it's 9th Ave or not. 9th or 8th and 19th. I think it's 8th. I took Logos there, and he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, buddy, that's how we get down. And then Spicy Village down on in Chinatown, that's like a really good spot to get your cheaper group meal eat on.
Yes, sir.
That's the Unan twist for you.
These are good tips. And the last question is, what's in your refrigerator right now as we speak?
Ooh. Oh, damn. I haven't done shopping in a minute. I've been, like, under the weather, too, so it's kind of fucked up. a bottle of sriracha. I drank all my beers. Like, I really like good beers. I drank all them shits. I just moved, too, so that's the other problem. Damn, what the fuck else?
The fridge needs help.
Yo, the fridge needs wild help, as I do health-wise. So send some Advil to Moore Street. And send some groceries
it over here.
The Upper East Side. That's where I'm at.
I imagine we can Google Gang Grizzly and find most of what you're doing. Any other socials or websites or
sure. You want me to
plug away?
Well, I just got on Hello today.
me too. On the Hello tip. Really though?
I don't know. That's just like Tumblr. That's like Tumblr for like, I don't know. It just looks like Tumblr to me. It's just like a lot of people posting GIFs and like pictures, and text just gets overlooked.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I mean, I dig the idea, but it might just be a little too late.
I just like the thirst is so real.
Oh yeah. I got offered plenty of things today just for that invite.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then you know what happened? It fucked me over. Like, the whole invite situation got deaded. You can't invite people anymore
because
they went viral, quote unquote. So they're holding up the exclusivity to those who are already in.
This is where we're at in 2014. We get excited about a new fucking website that wants your information.
They're saying that they're not. It's not traceable or whatever. That's not corporate. Like, come on. First of all, you're gonna shake that dollar in front of them. Like,
come on.
In a year or two from now, that dollar amounts to enough. They're gonna be selling out just as like just like everyone else and whatever. That's what it is, man.
That's what it is.
Shit. If Red Bull offers me wild money to like do because we don't DWMS is not like the series that we do. That's not done with anything but my pockets. You know what I'm saying? Stash box is looking all right these days, I guess, but right enough. You know what I mean? So, but if Red Bull wants to shake a dollar at me and offer me a couple, couple stacks or whatever, like, I'll put that shit to work, but put it to work.
A lot of dollars.
They should shake dollars at me, matter of fact. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Purpicide, PURPICIDE, that's on Twitter. Gang PTP, GENGPTP, after the LO.com/GangPTP. Gang Grizzly on IG and Facebook. Is Gang Grizzly, I think.
I can't wait till someone checks the podcast in like a year and a half and they're like, the fuck is this Hello. What was that? No, man, homie, thank you so much for making it through tonight on the same slot as your show.
Jack,
I really
no problem.
Appreciate that.
No, my pleasure, fam.
And
for real.
The set was really good. I might have to coax a track list out of you or something.
That's
there
all
were some
good.
Tunes in there.
That's all good.
That's it for Full Service Radio. You got one song to close the show with?
Yeah, I do. A matter of fact, word. Yeah. Let's you know what? Let's dedicate this song to all the suck dick, snake ass, roach, rat face ass promoters out there and all the people who are going to be middlemen until the day they die.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I mean? Come on, B.
AKA everybody.
AKA damn near fucking everyone their mother. But nah, for real. Yeah, this is dedicated to you. And I like this song, though. It's quite wavy.
That's what's up. You've been listening to Gang Grizzly on Full Service Radio. Gunwash is up next, as it always is. I'm Jack Inslee, your host. Subscribe on iTunes or listen back on heritageradionetwork.org. We've got a lot of good shows coming up for you, so definitely stay with us every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern. Gang Grizzly's got one more for us. See you next week. Peace.
Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the math or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it. I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a little bro to chop off for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock that all white when I'm feeling godly. Hop out like coke, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, real niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see a scoring. VIP in the club, why your section boring? Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean Latifah, you roll around with your nieces, bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby, look me little, but goddamn, she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitch is freak nasty. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil Deja ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be off liquor. So lifted, fly to your girl, baby, gonna see. I got it this morning, my palms itching. Niggas got some like hoes, most on bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.